Yes. Hey, man, what is going on? My name is Gerald Peters. Welcome to the Money Flow Trading Society's podcast, Mastering the Trade. That's what I'm trying to do. Get a little bit better every day. Today, we have a special guest. Man, I don't even need to introduce him. I'm going to let him introduce himself. But first, let's put him in the seat and let's ask him some questions. Michael Saylor, let me ask you a question, my friend. Tell me, why should Jamie Dimon like Bitcoin?
Because Bitcoin is the future and JP Morgan is the greatest bank in the United States. And if it wants to remain the greatest bank in the United States or in the world, then it needs to support, you know, the future of assets.
All right, man, I like that answer. How about this one? Why should Senator Elizabeth Warren, who doesn't like Bitcoin, come on, Michael, tell me, why should she like Bitcoin?
Because it empowers all of the disenfranchised in the world that she speaks for.
All right, I like that, Michael. Let me ask you this one, my friend. Why should a mama, a woman, a single mom, living on food stamps, living in the poverty, who has very little, Michael, why should this woman love Bitcoin?
Because it gives her hope to save for the future, and it's the best possible savings technology for her and her family.
All right, man. That's exactly what I was thinking. If you own welfare, you need Bitcoin. It is your only hope. Bitcoin is hope. Now, let me ask you this, Michael. Since you're so damn smart, you went to MIT. I know I didn't go to college, so I don't know all these things. That's why I had you on here. Let me ask you, Michael, why should an old man, an old lady, the old people, the boomers, why should they give a shit about Bitcoin, sir? Please tell me, should boomers buy Bitcoin?
Because everything else they can invest in or depend upon is riskier.
Well, so far, Michael, you seem to be saying that the poor people, the disenchanted, the people who ain't got very much, the Smurfs and the Fraggles, all of the people of the different lands, it sounds like you're saying old, young, and poor, that anybody, regardless of age, race, or financial, current financial situation, or past, seems to be saying that you're saying Bitcoin is the answer. Bitcoin is their hope, that it is the best savings technology, the system of Bitcoin. From young to old, to boomer, those are going to be the hard-headed ones, Michael. A lot of people get past the age of 40. They can't learn anything new. It bothers them. They're set in their ways. They want to sit in the same chair and order the same thing, Michael. Opening their eyes to the future is going to be tough. But we know an investor, a trader, has to be an investigator. An investigator has to be interested or curious, or he's not going to be able to follow the trail. Michael, let me ask you one more and I'll end here. And I'm sorry for my rambling. But here it is, Michael. Why should a teenager in a third world country who has no fucking hope, Michael. He owns nothing, has a good shot at being nothing, Michael. But he has a smartphone. Why should this person turn to Bitcoin?
Because it gives them a conduit to the first world and the global economy and lets them participate in that economy.
It's not limited to music, that point of view. It's not just about making music. It's just about, you know, a mentality, in my opinion. Just, you know, how to take your lumps in life, you know what I mean? Because you're gonna take your L's. You're going to have your ups and downs. So just a philosophy or a point of view on how to look at the journey.
My man Nipsey just said, you going to take your L's. Listen up, traders. Listen up, investors.
MFG.
Listen. You better get used to taking those L's. You better expect them. You are going to get punched. Life is coming for you. It's how you roll. It's how you handle it. You take that L with a plan. See, when we enter a trade, we have what we call a trigger. That's our entry. And it's definable. And it's repeatable. It's a refractal pattern. And this ongoing feedback loop. Nixie knows that, man. Come on, man.
You know, mentality, in my opinion, just, you know, how to take your lumps in life. You know what I mean? Because you're gonna take your L's. You're going to have your ups and downs. So just a philosophy or a point of view on how to look at the journey.
The game going to test you. You know what I mean? The game, everything going to test you if it's worthwhile.
Words is powerful, you know? The ability to articulate, you know, you can really impact people.
Articulate. My man Nipsey said that words are powerful. Now, Science of Getting Rich says that if you hold a thought in formless substance, if you hold it up there, that's how you manifest it. It's those thoughts you can't let go. Nipsey's saying that words are powerful. They're at the core of manifestation. The words that you speak over yourself when it comes to trading are oh so powerful. If every trade is a mistake, oh, I could have done better, I should have done this and this, and you just constantly just dump and beat up on your words are powerful. You are amazing. You are getting better every day. Man, you traded better today than yesterday. You took that loss. You took that L. As Nipsey said, you took that hit that life brings you and you took it according to the plan. Because you have everything you need inside of you to have more, to do more, to be more, and definitely to become more.
It was like, well, I'm going to do like everybody else and I'm going to pop my trunk.
Push that intent.
Examples of it in different categories and felt automatically when I got to the age of wanting to become self-made or support my own ambitions. You know that's the step. My advice would be define who you are and what you are and be clear on that. Meditate on that.
What you think about comes about. What you focus on grows. What Nipsey just said is figure out who you are, man. What is the plan? What is the time frame? Is this a trade? Is it a breakout? Is it an options play? Is this a buy and hold? See, none of it makes sense. You're not going to understand it. You're never going to get in flow if you can't define the flow, which means you got to define the time. Make no mistake about it. A trader and an investor is an investigator. But first, they got to hustle. And like Nipsey said, they got to pop the trunk, man.
And then live and die by it. Can't break the rules.
Can't break the rules.
Be a man of your word. Do what you say you're going to do. Respect.
Pillar number 10, the 10 pillars of success. Take full responsibility. Everything is your fault.
People the way you would like to be respected. You know, my reach was the people that knew me. Mm. So when you really think about it, who put me on? And those people.
Yeah.
You know, and they spent $5 with me. My sales pitch used to be, you know, if it's garbage, throw it out the...
My sales pitch used to be, let me ask you, what is your sales pitch? What are you selling me? If you ain't selling something, you selling somebody else's something. You either working for your dream or you're working for somebody else's. Come on, Nipsey.
Window, bro. I know your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because it's my lifestyle. I'm speaking to your lifestyle. It's very concise what the content of this record is. But if it's garbage, toss it out the window. I just want $5. And people supported me when they didn't have a reason to, just based on, you know what, you a young person trying, and I'm going to support the ambition.
In other words, they weren't paying for Nipsey's music, man. They ain't even heard it. He popped a drunk or he pushed his intent into the universe. He went up and said, hey, come here. Give me $5. Oh, yeah, here's my CD. See, most artists, they're waiting for the CD to be perfect. And then maybe somehow it'll be so goddamn good, you'll come to them, man. Ain't nobody gives a fuck about you or your CD or your book or your trading strategy or what you need. Nobody cares, man. Nobody cares until you tell them to care. Nobody's going to pull out their wallet until you ask them to pull out their wallet.
And so they're going to do that based on you, man. What is the story you tell? In other words, what is your pitch? That's what he's saying. He's on the street and he said, hey, I popped my trunk. What does that mean? That's stepping out and putting it out there, man. It's the same thing, different language.
I limit it to music, that point of view. Mm-hmm. It's not just about making music. It's just about, you know, a mentality, in my opinion. Just, yeah. You know, how to.
In other words, the money flow ain't about trading, man. That's just one little piece about it. It's about everything. It's about how you approach everything. That's what Nipsey's saying. He says the law of manifestation. This ain't about music, man. This is just a little part of it. It's bigger than that.
Take your lumps in life, you know what I mean? Because you're gonna take your L's. You're gonna have your ups and downs. So just a philosophy or a point.
It's just a philosophy. You're gonna lose traits, man. I lose about half of them. So if you whine and cry, well, man, what in the fuck? You're crying about your own plan. Had a guy text me yesterday. He said, hey, my stop got hit. I put in a trade. I had this set up, and here was my rules. I got my trigger. I got my entry. I got in. Well, the price dropped, and it hit my stop and got out. Is there anything I should have done different? And I said, okay, let me understand this. You put in a trade. Here was your entry. Here was your target. You defined the trade. You defined your time frame. You put in a stop loss in case price fell to here. You said, get me out, and then it did it. And you're confused what you could have done different. You're the one who put the order in. It triggered to do what you wanted it to do. So I'm confused. You didn't want it to do that? And he said, no, I guess I did, but I wanted the trade to work. Okay, well, it didn't. And that's part of the plan too. Just like Nipsey said, you're going to take your L's. How do you respond? Based on your response, son, you don't even understand what we're doing. And so we got to back it up. It ain't going to help him until he backs up one step, understands that losing's part of the process. Boom, 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 bada bing, next, man.
If you don't know how to look at the journey, you know what I mean? You got
where the journey, man.
You're trying to be. And then you got all this shit in between that's not going to matter when you get here.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So I feel like, and it was a way of inspiring myself also. Just like a pep talk I was telling myself while I was in a.
Come on, man. Are you talking to yourself? What are you saying to yourself? Oh, man, I don't know. Is there anything I could have done for that stop not to happen? Even though I put it there, even though I defined the trade, but it happened. In other words, is there anything I could do to control the future? Is there anything I could do to be perfect? I want every trade to win. And then you give your definition. But because I need, that's not the rules, man. That's not how the game works. It ain't based on what you need. It's based on what you give.
Vulnerable moment.
It's just speaking to like, the combo you have with yourself when you
I could be more, I could do more. I'm 10 foot tall and bulletproof,
but you know your actions and your mentality are success, but the reality of your situation is,
you said it's about,
come on, man. It is never, ever, ever, and do not ever let anyone define you based on your situation. Oh, you need to do, you don't know what I need to do. You don't know the future. You damn sure don't know time. You damn sure don't know God's time. And you don't know, man. Maybe through this process, like he said, through the journey, through that process of mud, of being uncomfortable, of being in pain, of struggling, that is where the answer, and that is where it's defined, and that's where you create your rules, and that's where you find your strength. So go through avoiding all of that shit. Watch what happens. You're going to get nothing. Nobody learns anything from winning. They learn from losing. By learning what you shouldn't do, you find what you should do. And that's what Nips is saying here, that this philosophy that he used to build his business, the philosophy he used for his music, defining all of that, is exactly the same for everything. If people don't know you, they can't flow with you. So nobody gives a fuck what you're doing or what you're producing if they don't know you.
The authenticity and the honesty. I'm not in, you know, a culture of going outside hustling every day no more. I'm not in a culture of, you know, being involved with gang act.
In other words, you got to put yourself in a situation around people who are doing the things you want to do. You can't sit on your couch and learn to be a hustler. You can't play video games and learn to be a good trader. You can't surround yourself with losers and think somehow you're going to break out of it. You're going to break out of it because you break the fuck out of it. Because, in other words, you stop doing this same dumb shit you've been doing. You start taking execution. Stop making excuses. Nipsey said, nobody will take his CD. Well, then you know what? I'll print it myself. I'll put it in the back of my fucking trunk and I'll drive to the street and I'll open the door and I'll ask people to buy it. I'm not fucking waiting. And that's what he did. Never really got that famous for his music. It was more about his community and his activity and his hustle. Why? Because Nipsey knew. Where's money come from? Other people. Meaning, unless you talk to people, there is no money. All the money is in other people's pockets, their wallets, checkbooks, credit cards. But you got to give them a reason to give it to you. Got to ask them. There's only four ways money's made, man. Through time, information, in other words, grabbing attention, through a product or service, and putting money to work. Now, a lot of people want to put money to work. And in a sense, you do put money to work when you buy, say, a trailer for your business or ingredients for your restaurant or pay for the printing of your album. And that, in a sense, is putting money to work. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about profits made from a business that you then put to work into things like stocks and real estate, things like that. A lot of people jump right to that. The problem is they skipped over the first three ways that money's made, which is through time, meaning you get paid per hour. And if this is how you make your money based on getting paid per hour, you will always be poor. I don't give a fuck if you're a doctor or an attorney, because you can only make money when you're up, when you're awake. And so you have to transcend from that. Robert Kiyosaki talked about the cash flow quadrant. And you had self-employed and you had business owners. Well, they're different. If you don't make money because you don't show up, you ain't got a fucking business. You're self-employed. A business runs whether you're there or not. So the man that started AT&T ain't got to go into work, right? But if they need you there, you don't have a business. You're doing business, but you don't own a business. You're self-employed, and that's fine. But you better get those profits into things that produce cash flow. And you have to increase your income. The only way to do that is to decrease expenses and increase income, and you get what's called margin. And margin is the money you don't need, and margin is what gets you rich. Wages will pay your bills. That's honorable. Good for you. Good for you. But it'll never make you wealthy. That comes from profits, and profits that are stored where in the fourth level of how money is made, which is you put money to work. You transcend time. You transcend information. See, lawyers make their money based on information. They know about the law. They know about the law. And Nipsey here, he created a product or service, meaning he was a rapper, so he entertained, okay? But you have to take your products, you have your profits from time. You have to take your profits from the information that maybe you put out or you sell, your school teacher, whatever, or the product or service you produce. You have to take those profits. And you have to put them to work in the fourth level in which people make money, which is through time. And time is the most important part of the equation. Time is fractal. Time can be broke up infinitely. And you got to understand time, because if you don't understand time, you don't know what you're doing. Because time defines trading. Time defines investing. And if we don't know our time window, we can't put in the most important component into the millionaire code, which is time times amount times yield. We can't input it if we don't know. And so you have to figure that out, man. You got to know your game. You got to know your hustle. That's what he's talking about.
Activity anymore. At that moment, for me to make art, I had to reflect on reality, you know? And so it would be untrue. Mm-hmm. I was talking about balling or talking about owning businesses. I didn't. Mm-hmm. But as my life changed and as the reality of what I was actually living changed, mm-hmm. I had to change what fueled the art, you know what I mean? Right. And I think that's what keep it accessible to people. You got people that, not to cut you off again.
No.
You got people that been removed from the streets for years and it's still what's the dominant narrative in their music, and we lose touch with it because it don't have the same texture as when it was.
What Nipsey is saying, listen up. Listen up. Your future is not dictated by your current circumstances, but your current circumstances reflect the way you see the future.
You should be getting richer every day, not poorer. And in order to do that, you have to own shit. You have to own companies, businesses, assets that appreciate or produce cash flow. That is it. There is no magic. No one's coming to save you, and no one gives a fuck. Here's what we have. You and your creator and the belief that you create. And that, my friends, is the truth. I created the money flow to take me where I wanted to go. The future that I had in mind of abundance, to have more and to be more and to become more so that I could be something to you. I can sit and record this podcast because I don't give a fuck if you listen or buy it or not. Now, I care if you listen. You don't want to buy my book? I don't give a fuck. I'm already a millionaire. I was a millionaire before I taught people this shit. Meaning I became it, my reality. I'm not teaching it before it happened. That wasn't my reality, but I was believing it could happen. So your dreams and your goals had to be bigger than your current circumstances, but your current circumstances have to reflect what you believe. Meaning you have to be moving toward it. MFG, do your homework. Earn it. Deserve it. Be a conduit. Make your dreams come true. This is not about money, friends. This is about your freedom. The most valuable asset on planet Earth is time. How much of your time is yours? Doing what you want to do. I didn't say you have a job you fucking like. But you control the most valuable asset. And that's what the money flow trading system is all about. If I can do anything to help you, listen, Jesus said, where two or more are gathered, that's me and you, man. I'm here for you. Hey, please believe in me. I need your help, man. I need your help. I need commitment. I need to keep pushing these out. I need to keep pushing my intent to spread the message that anybody, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, can become rich, can become financially independent. And damn it, I believe you can come rich, man. Hey, I'm gonna believe for you. You believe for me. You believe for me, man. God bless. Thanks for listening.